All right, folks, we're back here at Wimberley Texan Stadium, just a couple minutes away from the kickoff. Already had the coin toss this evening. Captains for tonight for the Wimberley Texans, Kate Davis, senior wide receiver, Trinity Wilson, senior running back. Offensive lineman Brad Rodriguez, also a senior, and Tyler Robinson, another offensive lineman and another senior. And we'll try, since it's homecoming tonight, last home game, or not the last home game, we have one more left, but it's a homecoming here for the Texans. We'll try to get all the seniors mentioned tonight. And we're getting ready to get this game underway. The Fredericksburg Billies won the coin toss, have elected to receive. They're taking the field. The Texans are huddled up over here on the right side, and sure to be an exciting contest, Dean.
Absolutely. They'll be going right to left on your radio dial, Randy. And the Billies have elected to receive, won the toss apparently. And so the Texans will take the field, set the ball, and we're in for a treat.
That's right. Albertano Avila out there talking to the referee, getting the ball set up on the tee. You know, Dean, one of the things we didn't talk about in the pregame show was the return of Dennis Smith. Dennis Smith last week played a few downs on the ball. It was his first week back after his injury in Quero. And, of course, he's kind of, I hate to say, one of the marquee players because there's so many on this Wimberley Texan team. But it's great to see him back on the field for sure. Certainly coming back at the right time as the Wimberley Texans get ready
Absolutely.
For playoff play.
D1 prospect. Gonna
That's right.
Try
here
to,
we go.
Here we are.
We're underway. Kick is off right down the to the left side. Fielded by number 7, Braden Beard. Brings it up the right side. Met by a slew of tacklers there for the Texans. They're going to set up shop on their own 22-yard line.
Yeah, he just gets a little seam there. Tries to pick up a block and advances out just beyond the 20. And as you say, they're set up shop. And just like we talked about in the pregame, they're going to need to try to get something going and see if they can get that ball control offense going like we talked about.
That's right. The Billies here take over with their first possession on the their own 23-yard line. You know, what we've seen or what we've read, and we try to do our homework as much as we can, you know, they're primarily a running team.
Right.
Especially behind their leading rusher and their quarterback, Dylan Ray.
Right.
I imagine we'll be calling his name quite a bit tonight.
Well, it'll be, is it Ree or Ray?
Ray.
It is Ray.
We
got that clarification.
Ray got the snap. He's rolling out to the left. Pursued hard. Tries to throw it out. Looked like the intended receiver there was Omar Flores on the left side. But, boy, he was in hot pursuit that time.
He smartly throws that ball away, Randy, or it may have been picked. And so makes a heads-up play and gets rid of it and comes back for 2nd and 10.
And right. Nick Alana was leading the charge there in the backfield. And, boy, it was all Dylan Ray could do was to get rid of that ball.
Well, and what you mentioned was that the Battling Billies have averaged 227 yards per, you know, on the ground and 99.7 through the air. So we'll see if that's balanced enough for the control offense that they need.
Billings raised back at a deep snap, tries to throw it this time and throws it over the hands of the intended receiver. A little out pattern that time. Looks like the intended receiver is Brandon Castaneda over here on the right side.
He just outstretched arms and just overthrows him, and that'll bring up that third down.
You can't help but think that they're trying to catch the Texans, not anticipating the pass, because, again, we anticipated a strong running game, and they come out trying to throw the ball.
Exactly. So maybe what I thought Coach was going to do there, he's showing us all.
I don't feel bad. I get it wrong every week. Mike asks me every week, and I get it wrong every week.
Coach Moffitt's surprising us.
3rd and 10, again, Ray hands it off the inside to Martinez.
Oh, nice
play.
Strong
tackle that time. Looks like, again, number 24.
Number 24.
Nick Alano back there just to met him in the backfield. He's actually going to lose a couple yards on the play.
Absolutely.
He's going to set up 4th down. Got about 11 to go here with 11.
Reads that draw and just blows it up, Randy.
Yeah, that was perfectly executed that time by the Wimberley defense. So the Billies are going to, their first possession looks like they're going to be 3 and out. Kind of get, looks like that's Tyler Tomlinson back deep for the Billies to punt. Blake Moore, of course, we all know he can return them. We've seen him do it several times.
He can fly, no doubt.
Back deep to receive the punt for the Texans. Nice high punt by Tomlinson. Fair catch called by Blake Moore. First possession here is going to be set up for the Texans at the Billy's 48-yard line.
They get that in Billy territory, and so absolutely that's going to set them up, and they'll set up shop in the opponent's territory. And so, as I say, they will be going from right to left on your radio dial, Randy.
Absolutely. Great field position here to start their first possession. Brady Lambert going down the line, patting his guys on the shoulder, getting them pumped up. Trinity Wilson, Kobe Kill in the black Ford. Backfield. Burchell's back over here on this side. Blake Moore split out far to the right.
In the eye.
I formation. Lambert under center. Takes the snap, pitches it. Oh, it's a little reverse play. Burchell.
Looked like he wanted to pass there.
Yeah.
And didn't.
He's going to. It looks like he's going to be sacked this time for about a 6-yard loss. Smart play there that time by the Billies.
Yeah, absolutely. He came up like he wanted to pass that ball, Randy, and he was met by the left defensive end, and I can't get a number on that. Young man won't cooperate there. But he reads that play and looked like he wanted to throw the ball and instead has to tuck and try to pick up what he can. Picks up a couple yards back, but a loss of about 7.
Lambert back deep, shotgun formation. Kelly slides over to the left. Fake the handoff to Trinity Wilson. A little pass outside to Kelly at the 50-yard line. He's going down the left sideline. He's at the 40. He's knocked out of bounds at about the 35. That should be enough for a first down.
And he introduces himself to Omar Flores and just absolutely runs right through him. Hello, Mr. Flores.
Kobe Kelly's no small man, is he?
No, he runs with authority and finishes his runs impressively.
A nice little misdirection that play with a little pass out there that time by the Texans. They get something going here. You mentioned earlier on that what appeared to be a reverse and he was trying to throw the ball. They actually did run that last week, that exact same play.
Okay.
Threw it far down the field to Blakemore for a streaking touchdown.
Well, you'll forgive me. I'm going to be surprised by all that because I haven't seen the video, but right. I did listen to all the radio that I could.
Lambert's back in shotgun. Kelly's behind him. Burchell comes in motion from right to left. Hand it off to Kelly here over the left side. He's going to pick up about 4 yards on the play.
That'll be enough for third and one. Move the chains. So nice piece of running there.
That's right. They do get a new first down. The ball's spotted at three. He must have stepped out early a while ago. I thought.
Yeah, they didn't award him the first down. It was third and short, and I thought the chains had moved as well, and I looked up, and they were still at third and short there.
Yes,
so
I did miss that. So now they've got a new set, a fresh set of downs here on the Billy's 35-yard line. Lambert steps up. Looks like he's changing the play there at the line. Goes back into a shotgun formation. He's got Kobe Kelly on the right. Drops back, drops straight back, looking far down the field. Oh, a lot of pressure this time. He's trying to get away. His helmet came
helmet
off.
Helmet comes off, yeah.
He was chased hard that time.
It's dropped at the 40. He was back to about the 43 and squirts forward for about 3 yards there, Randy, as he was met by a host of two tacklers there that kind of came together on him. And in the process, he lost his hard hat. And so he'll get that back on, buckle up, and we'll have second and long.
Yeah, it sets up a very long. We like he lost about 8 yards on the play. It's going to be second down and 18 or 19 yards. They have the ball now on the Billy's 42. Lambert's underneath center in I formation. Takes the snap, rolls out to the right, hands off to Trinity Wilson around the right side. Going, looks like he's still on his feet, driving forward. Looks like he's going to pick up about 6 yards on the play.
He'll get all but two of those yards back on that run. Patient run. Just doesn't find that last little crease, or he may break out of there.
Yeah, it looks like it's about third and 14 with 9 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Texas having a hard time getting some momentum here. They had a nice play and then brought sack and a lot of pressure, and the offensive line seems to be having a hard time controlling these Billies right now.
Colby Kelly just comes out, and Trinity Wilson back in.
Well, get set up again here to run this third down and 14. Looks like Lambert's calling another audible at the line, backs up in the shotgun formation, takes the snap. Quick pass out to Blakemore around the left side. He's got a little bit of room to run. He's at the 25-yard line before he's pushed out of bounds. Be awfully close to the first down.
Yeah, he's going to be, it looks like he'll have it. It looks like he's going to be at about the 24-yard line per the spot.
Yep, they're moving
and
the chains.
Nice piece of blocking there by the Texans to spring him, and then speed does the rest.
Oh, that's right, and he's got so much speed, especially once he gets around that outside. He's a very elusive runner, and, boy, you get him all along going down the sideline.
I think that was number 11, Reed Jones, on that block. I want to give him credit because it was a heck of a nice block.
Lambert's back underneath center in the shotgun. Wilson's over to the right. Fake the handoff to Wilson, throw another throw out. This time to Burchell, not much doing there. He's only going to pick up a couple yards.
Same play, tried it to the other side, away from us.
Other side and a different receiver.
Exactly.
He's going to give him 2 yards on that pickup. We'll set up second down and 8 here at the Billy's 22-yard line.
The Texans are moving along pretty well, as their normal fast pace would dictate, and so see if the Billies can keep up with substitutions and fresh bodies and whatnot.
And they continue with the three-receiver set out here. They've got two here near to us. Looks like Burchell and Blakemore on this side. Trinity Wilson back next to Lambert in the shotgun. Can't imagine. Lambert's going to keep it this time over the left side. Try to go over the left tackle. It's going to gain, looks like, another 3 or 4 yards on the carry. Tough run that time for Lambert.
Yeah, does all that himself. Is met pretty hard at the 20 and powers forward for another couple of yards. Tough yards right there,
yeah,
Randy.
Very tough yards. Going to set up 3rd down and 5 at the Billy's 19-yard line. Yeah, as intended, there's a little draw play. You know, you split out those 3 fast wide receivers, and they draw a lot of attention. So,
well, you've got to respect them based on that speed.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or it can be a long day.
Yeah, that's right. We've got Davis Holloman and Blakemore over here split on this side. Again, Lambert's back in the shotgun formation. Trinity Wilson set off to his right. Blakemore goes in motion from left to right. Little fake handoff to Wilson. Lambert's rolling out to the right. Again, he's being pressured, looking downfield. Oh, he throws it back across the seam to Blakemore. Touchdown!
Yeah, he will get in. A nice play. He is kind of in the grasp. Somebody about to sack him. He steps out of it. Strong step out and throws back across the hash and in for 6 points.
And Blakemore caught the ball there about the 2-yard line. He was ready to hit and did a fine job diving to get there into the end zone.
Dove right in, and that'll get us started on the scoring.
Having to kick the point after, the ball's down, the kick is up, and it is good.
It's good. Kind of a low kick, but just enough.
You know, one of the coaches, Wimberley coaches, turned around and frowned at me a couple of weeks ago. A lot of times they're not very pretty. He's only missed one out of the last. He started kicking the week after they played Dripping Springs, and he's done a very fine job. He missed one last week, and really it wasn't his fault. The holder had a hard time. Had a hard time holding on to it.
Well, PATs and field goals, like horseshoes and hand grenades, just close is good enough. If it's in, it's in.
There you go. Well, first possession and a score. Lambert to Blakemore there, covered 48 yards. That gets them on the board 7-0 here in the first quarter with 6:48 left to go.
Well, and if you're Coach Moffitt, that's the opposite of kind of what I said he might want to draw up. It is a 7-0 ball game early here in the first quarter now. And so, again, the Texans will kick off. Number 16 setting it up on the tee there, Mr. Avila. Albertano Avila.
Albertano, isn't that a nice name for a kicker?
I like it. I like it.
Yeah, we're getting ready to make off the kick. Approaches the ball. Another nice kick.
Deep, high kick.
Down and field it at the 10-yard line there by the Billies. Brings it, tries to bring it up the middle. Looked like that was Paco Martinez.
Yes, their running back.
Very smart, very speedy running back there for the Billies. Yeah. So the second possession here for the Billies, they're going to get the ball. See where they spot it at here. Looks like they're going to get it on their own 24-yard line with 6 minutes and 43 seconds to go here in the first quarter. See if they can, last time they were 3 and out, see if they can't get something going this time.
Well, and as we said, Paco Martinez has accounted for a lot of their ground game with 475 yards. And, of course, what he hasn't done, Dylan Ray has made up the difference at 671 yards.
That's
so
right.
They're the bulk of the offense coming from those two young men.
Dylan Ray's back deep, takes a snap, hands off over to Paco Martinez, we were just talking about, around the left side. He finds a little bit of running room. It looks like he's going to be close to a first down.
Yeah, he'll just be short, just to the round to the left, and nice piece of running there. Gets his shoulders down to finish the run, and looks like he'll be about a yard short, maybe two. Well, going to get a little bit longer than that.
Set up a second and about a yard and a half to go. Well, they're still moving the stick around over there. There's a 2nd and 2 here. The Billies have the ball on their own 32-yard line. They don't huddle, if you notice. They all have a little sleeve play.
Right, and we talked about that in a ball control offense, you know.
As Seth Studebaker goes in motion, the handoff Studebaker, he turns back around. Wow, he was hit hard that time.
Yeah, he comes across in motion, Randy, and he stops at the quarterback and tries to counter his motion, and he is snuffed.
He's actually going to lose a yard on the play that time. Boy, the Texans were all over that. It's going to set up 3rd down and 3.
Well, as we were saying, it's tough to ball control when you're moving as briskly as they're trying to move, but maybe they feel like they need to counter Wimberley's pace.
Billy's get set up. They've got the ball on their own 31-yard line. Dylan Ray back. Again, Studebaker's in motion, and he turns around and comes back the other way. They're going to hand it off inside to Paco Martinez. He tries to go over the right side of the line there, and he's going to pick up. He might be close to the first down. Let's see where they spot it.
On second effort there, I think he does get close to the, looks like maybe the 34-yard line is what he needed.
And we'll see where they mark it. Where this
they're
judge gonna, on this?
They're going to call for the chains. It looks like.
There we go. They're going to come out there and too close to call it, so they're going to come in out here and take a measurement.
So,
we've got a minute. I'd like to let everybody know that Cypress Creek Cafe, one of our sponsors in Wimberley, is hosting Pink Fest, a benefit concert with 8 bands performing beginning at 2 p.m. Proceeds from ticket sales will be donated to the Austin affiliate of Susan G. Komen for the cure. Excuse me. For more information, visit cypresscreekcafe.com.
Sounds like a good deal. Go over there and get fed and
absolutely
good cause.
We've seen so many, of course, October's National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and I can't every Friday night we've gone someplace. We've seen just a so much pink on the
pink
crowd,
matches everything. Randy,
on the football players, we see some of the players out there that have it on. All right, we're back here at play. They gave him the first down that time. Ray takes the snap. He's going to keep it himself. Try to go over the right side there. Nothing doing. Might even actually lost a yard that time.
I think so, and I think that it looks like that was number, I guess it was 55 on that play. I can't get the number just yet. Let's see who was that.
Looks like they're going to show him maybe gaining a yard. It's going to set up second down. Second down and 9 to go here. Billy's have the ball on their own 35-yard line with 5 minutes to go here in the first quarter of today's game.
That was 52. Correction on that. Alden Mann with that tackle.
Studebaker goes in motion. He comes back. They do that a lot there. Oh, Ray's having a hard time. He's struggling, picked up the ball. He's trying to find some running room and just smothered there. Big loss on the play. He's going to lose at least 10 yards. It's a little flake flag coming
in. Yeah, and on top of that, a flag to add insult to injury. Looks like in the area of maybe holding. Let's see what that call is, Randy.
It's going to be a clip.
Clip. It's never a good spot to get that flag right there.
Whenever you see it throwing to that pile like that, it's never good.
So you have a big loss and the flag, too, and it's like.
Yeah, I don't know what Dylan Ray saw that took his eye off the ball there. It wasn't a bad snap at all, but he had a hard time fielding it. It hit the turf, and he was able to pick it up. And, boy, he was, at that time, the Texans had penetrated the line, and he was sure enough in trouble.
Looked like maybe he was thinking audible, and you're right. He kind of drops his head and averts his glance to the left, and the ball comes, and kind of off the shoulder it goes to his left, and he goes quickly in retreat. Or that could have been even worse than what ended up happening as a result of that play.
And because of the big loss, the Texans have refused the penalty. It's going to set up third and about 20 yards here. They move the ball back to the 25-yard line of the Billies. All the Billies line getting lined up, checking their arm shield for the play.
Yeah, Coach Moffitt and the Billies, not a lot of third and 20 plays. That gets you off schedule for sure.
Seth Studemaker that time came in motion. Colin Ray, though, handed off to Paco Martinez right there in the backfield, and he was met immediately at the line of scrimmage. Looks like he's only going to pick up maybe a yard on that carry.
Again, number 52, Alden Mann was one of two or three tacklers on that stop.
And that young man has a nose for the ball. We'll call his name a lot, just as we have in all the other previous broadcasts.
He seems to be around the football. And of course, they have run. Most of their plays have been between that right guard and right tackle.
Tyler Tomlinson back for the Billies to punt. Blake Moore standing at his own 40-yard line to receive. Another nice high spiral kick. Blake Moore again calling fair catch. He's going to field it at about the Texans' 44-yard line.
Punter does a nice job there, Randy. The ball skips to him, and he fields it still. Number 9, Eric Beltran with that kick, and gets it away. A nice high one that causes the fair catch.
So with 3 minutes and 45 seconds to go here in the first quarter, the Wimberley Texans have their second possession on their own 45-yard line. They take the field, see what they can get going this possession. Like Lambert's back in the shotgun formation. Kobe Kelly's to his right. Looks like almost the entire offensive line has the pink socks on tonight.
Styling the pink,
styling
absolutely.
The pink. That's right. Lambert takes a snap, drops back, looks forward, a little screenplay to Trinity Wilson, caught at the 45-yard line. He's still on his feet. He's at the 50. He's at the Billy's 45.
Little middle screen there, or tunnel screen, and he picks up, I think, 10 yards there. It looks like they're going to signal first down.
Yep,
so
signaling the moving the chains there on the far side. Nice play. A little nice run after the catch that time by Trinity Wilson. Well set up screen.
Suck you in a little bit and then get right behind you there, and just a nice gain there on first down.
Texans getting set up again here to run the second play of their second possession. in the I formation. Back Lambert's there. Under center. Kobe Kelly's the fullback. It's like Trinity Wilson's back as the tailback. It's like Burchell split wide to this side, closest to us, and on the far side is Blakemore. Uh-oh. Lambert saw something that he didn't like there, and he took a timeout. All right, folks, we're going to take this opportunity to take a little commercial break, and we will be right back. WimberleyRadio.com after this message.
Susie Wiest, specializing in family, graduation, wedding, and event photography for the community of Wimberley and the Texas Hill Country. Available online at fancythatphoto.com and by phone at 512-618-8813. Support for this Wimberley football broadcast on WimberleyRadio.com is made possible by Lori Gray of Horace Mann Insurance, specializing in auto, life, and home insurance, and annuities in the Wimberley, Dripping Springs, and Lake Travis areas. Available by phone at 847-5118 and via email, lori.gray@horacemann.com. Lori wishes all the best to the Texans on their 2011 season. Go Texans!
All right, folks, we're back. Wimberley Texans back on the field. Lambert's underneath the center again in the I formation. Takes the snap, hands off to Kobe Kelly there, goes over the right side. What a tough run he's made there. He picks up 15 yards on that carry, and that was a little inside trap play, and boy, was he rambling.
And he makes contact at about 6 yards and then just annihilates two or three would-be tacklers, flipping one end for end. Just a hard run there.
Yeah, he's a very powerful runner. Folks, if you're just joining us, we're here 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Wimberley Texans on their first possession. Lambert completed to Blakemore. Scores 7-0. They're moving the ball here. They're down to the Billy's 30-yard line. Lambert's back. Little fake handoff to Trinity Wilson. Pass out to Blakemore here on the left side. Blakemore's going around the left end. One man to beat. He keeps his feet. Oh, he's knocked out of bounds right at the 2-yard line.
Looks like they will mark him out at the 4, Randy. And so he takes on a tackler and puts his shoulder down at about the 9-yard line and picks up 6 more hard yards. I say the 11-yard line, and will be marked down at the 4-yard line for first and goal.
Well, not only does he have great hands, but once he gets the ball, he can really pick up the yards.
He accelerates.
First and goal now at the Billy's, it's like about 4.5-yard line. Lambert's back deep, takes the snap, rolls out to the right. He's looking over toward Burchell. Oh, got a late flag coming in there. He's still on his feet. He's trying to scramble around. Lots of pressure. Yeah, he tried to, got the pressure there, and he was trying to make something happen.
Right.
Bad place for a flag, though.
Yeah, bad spot for that same flag we talked about the same spot on the field, actually. He scrambles around and does take the sack right there at the 5-yard line for a loss of 1.
Yeah, it looked like he was trying to go to Burchell over there in the right corner of the end zone, but he was well defended that time. Looks like Seth Studebaker was back there with him.
Looked like he had some running room, and I think he thought about it for a second and then thought he might go ahead and complete that pass and stop to throw, set to throw, and defensive pursuit caught up to him.
Well, a holding call that time by the Texans moves the ball back 10 yards. It's going to be first and goal now at the Billy's 19-yard line. We've got 2:27 to go here in the first quarter. Texans on top 7-0. Lambert's back deep. He's got Kelly on the split on one side and Trinity Wilson on here in the backfield with him on the leather. Kelly goes in motion to the left. Kind of an offset eye formation. They hand it off inside to Wilson. He's got
nice
a little bit
block.
Of a run. Look at, nice tackle that time by number 7, Braden Beard for the Billies. Hey, look, boy, if they had one tackle to break there, and he would have had a lot of room to ramble that time.
Jacob Kidwell right there, and then he penetrates, and a nice block, by his counterpart in the backfield there, number 34, Kobe Kelly, and he had room, and then he didn't.
Yeah, he had room. Again, it was a really almost, I hate to say, from 18 yards out, that was a saving tackle. But
I think it was. He had already accelerated.
That's right. Second down and 17 now. Goal to goal for the Texans. Fake handoff inside to Wilson. Looks over. Now he hits Wilson on the little out pass. Wilson's at the 10. Brought down about the 8-yard line.
Nice play there. Number 24, Omar Flores, there on the stop, along with number 8 for the Billies, Tyler Tomlinson.
That's going to set up third down and 8, or goal to go, really,
yeah,
with a minute 8 to go here left in the first quarter. Coach Nelms calling in the plays here from the side. Looks like Trinity Wilson trots off the field.
Everyone checking their wristbands, as you say. That's the new thing in high school football.
Yeah, absolutely. Pardon me, that was Kobe Killer that came off. Trinity Wilson still out there. He set off in the pistol formation there. Lambert's back deep in the shotgun. Blakemore goes in motion from left to right. Lambert takes the snap, drops straight back. Looking downfield, throws it over to his left side. Touchdown.
Completed. Very nice. Number 24 on
touchdown.
That reception, Nick Alana.
Nick Alana, that's somebody's name we haven't called a whole lot in the way of receptions this year.
I'll tell you, he came across there, nice big target, possesses that football and gets into that end zone with power.
Well, they certainly, if they have scouted the Texans at all, I don't believe they would have anticipated that. In fact, I don't know that Nick Alana has caught a pass yet this year.
I tell you what, I think he got right into that zone coverage and somebody was late coming up and helping at safety, and he's a big body, so basically.
Got the snap, snaps back, rolls down, the kick is good. Albertano Avilo continues his streak.
Just as we talked about the last kick, that one was a beautiful,
it was a
beautiful kick all the way up high through the uprights, and so almost as he heard us talk about the low, but
I'm sure that's
but those can come in and be blocked. So that was a great kick for
him. Absolutely. So with 36 seconds to go here and remaining in the first quarter, Texans take the lead. Second possession, second score, up on top 14-0.
Well, Randy, if you're the Billies, you gotta get the initial surge beyond you, and you've got to try to come up and possess the football. They've had some three and outs. I guess they had the one first down. But then again, three and out, and so you've got to do what we talked about and hold the ball a little bit and give your defense a blow and sustain a drive and get back in this ball game.
Well, absolutely, and the one thing the Texans have going for them on their first two possessions, the first time they took the ball, they got it on the Billy's 45-yard line, and the second time they took over at their own 45-yard line, so they've certainly had good possession.
Yeah, field position has been huge for
absolutely.
The Texans.
Here, Albertano with the kickoff. Goes deep down the right side, fielded by the Billies. He's kind of returned up the middle and got a little bit of room to run and brings it all the way back to about the 34-yard line. That was Braden Beard on the return. Nice
took
job
it at
by the
took it at the 10-yard line, so a nice 24-yard return, and that'll be their best field position of the night.
Absolutely. That was he caught that second gear, and he was running, wasn't he?
He hit that seam and absolutely picked up four or five additional yards after contact, and so that'll get his teammates fired up.
So with 29 seconds left to go here, the Billies take over on their third possession. The Texans on top 14-0. See if they can get this play off here before the quarter ends. Dillon raised back. Studebaker goes in motion. He hands it off to Martinez over the right side. And, boy, he just smothered. Looks like he's going to lose about 3 yards on the play.
Yeah absolutely. He's met pretty quickly. And they still work that right side and trying to work. That one was designed to be off tackle, it looked like. And so the Texans have the answer there on the right side of the Billies offense.
It looks like the Billies are content to let the first quarter clock run out. Well, folks, here we are at the end of the first quarter. The Texans are on top 14-0. We'll be back right after this.